So yoga is that intelligence which is concentrated. Buddhi yoga means when you can concentrate buddhi on a pure discrimination. You make your buddhi, which is normally flickering, but which is capable of steadiness. This is a speciality of buddhi. Buddhi also can flicker, and does flicker. But by yoga, that is to say, by taking buddhi from the mobile movement, you make it stable. If you light a flame, and if there is air and wind, the lamp will constantly go on flickering. But if you remove all the air and all the disturbing movement of wind, then the flame will automatically be steady and the light will be perfect. Within limits, but light will be perfect because of the steadiness of the flame. Now this is the possibility with regard to the buddhi. Indriyas, it is very difficult to make them steady. Manas, also very difficult to make it steady. The one element in us which is easier to deal with in making it steady is buddhi. That is why you start with buddhi yoga, and by buddhi yoga you make your intelligence absolutely steady. When that intelligence is steady, then there is luminosity. In that luminosity you will see everything as it is. Now this seeing as it is very important. Normally we do not see things as they are. We see things as if we are spectacled. If you have blue spectacles right from our birth attached to our eyes, we shall never know what is whiteness, what is redness. Because blue eyes will be always there and we will see everything blue. Now normally you may say that every human being is born with some kind of spectacles already fixed. That is why it is necessary to take out those spectacles and see things as they are. And the best way of doing it is to make the intelligence absolutely stable. Let it not flicker. And when it doesn't flicker, there will be immediate discrimination. This is the special. As soon as you see the light, everything will be clear. What is stable and what is sofa, immediately will be able to make a distinction. Similarly, as soon as the intellect is stabilized, the first thing you will see is that there is mutability and there is immutability. This is the distinction that you will see when the intellect is completely steadied. It may take time, but if it is done, then this is the consequence you will get. You will realize the immutability. And by realizing immutability, you become free from mutability. Knowing the two conditions simultaneously and knowing the distinction between the two, you will be able to withdraw from mutability and go into immutability. And that is the moksha. The moment you can't come out of mutability and enter into immutability, you are liberated from mutability. You are no more unsteady. Now that is one way. Now Sri Krishna says the same buddhi yoga, now you apply to action. And this is such a method that even while doing action, you will feel free. It is that yoga which now Sri Krishna is expounding to us. While doing action, you still remain free from action. How to do that? So first proposition he makes is that you realize that in the field of action, there are two parts. There is a will and there is a seeking for a fruit of will. Or you might say there are three things. There is a will, there is an action which is meant to bring about a certain result. Now, in this process, as far as result is concerned, our tendency is not only to produce a result, but our attitude is to enjoy the result. In fact, you are doing action for the enjoyment of a result. So there is a subtle distinction between will, action, result and desire to enjoy the result. Now, in this respect, Sri Krishna says, first of all, make a distinction between action and the result and see that on result you have no right. As far as your decision to act is concerned, it is done in your mind. So let us say you have a right to action. But once the action is thrown into the field, then over the result you have no right at all. It happens automatically. Whatever happens, you cannot determine afterwards. So this is the first result of Buddhi Yoga. You know the distinction between action and result and how result is beyond you. Knowing this, you become free from the clutches of results or fruits of action. And then you arrive at a samatvam. The arrival of samatvam itself can be called yoga. Just as yoga is a concentration and which leads you to the steadiness of the flame, similarly samatvam leads you to the steadiness of action. Your activity normally, which is flickering all the time, now becomes steady. Your action becomes strong, powerful, because now there is no wavering in action. You are not troubled by the clinging to the desires and to the fruits of action. That action is karma yoga. An action which is action, not an unsteady action. An action which is action. To arrive at a stage where you can really act without unsteadiness, that is karma yoga. It's the first definition of karma yoga you get here.